A 58-year-old Palestinian man was attacked by Israeli settlers outside his home in Silwad. Three settlers from the nearby illegal Israeli outpost Ofra attacked Ahmed Alzir with metal poles and stones, leaving him badly injured and hospitalized. Alzir explained from his hospital bed how the Israeli settlers had attacked him.
Before they attacked me, some of the settlers came to us and started throwing stones. The police came to see the situation and tried to stop them, but they didn't speak to them in a serious way. And once the police left, the settlers came back. Three settlers came with scarves on their faces while holding metal pipes. I asked what they were doing there. They said this land was their land. Then they threw stones at me. I stopped the stones with my hands, and then they beat me with their poles. They stole my money and phone before they ran away.
Alzir's son further explained that the settlers had come down from the settlement to provoke the Palestinians before the attack.
The settlers threw stones at the people in my village. The people told my father that the settlers were surrounding him to take care. Then the settlers came down and attacked him. They hit him with a big stone on his head. After this, the police came and saw my father in a very bad state. The settlers fled and my father ended up badly wounded in hospital.
There have been clashes between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians in recent weeks, following a settler attack on resident Judge Ahmed Alzir, who sustained multiple injuries, including head wounds, and was left unconscious in the attack. During the violence, the Israeli army also fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets and shot one Palestinian teenager in the chest. He is currently in a stable condition. Israeli settlements and outposts remain illegal under international and humanitarian law and defy the Fourth Geneva Convention. However, it remains Tel Aviv's policy to continue expanding its settlements throughout the occupied West Bank. This is the second incident of violent settler attacks in as many weeks. Palestinian residents are worried as this area falls under full Israeli military jurisdiction. They say that the Israeli army refused to prosecute the settlers and continued to support their violent acts against the Palestinians. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Silwad.